Hi, I'm Mary Harrell from Mater Dei Radio. Well, Catholic parents and grandparents and educators, they're continually seeking books that assist children in understanding their rich faith. And a new alphabet book has just arrived that will help introduce kids to some of the unique aspects of Catholicism. The book is E is for Eucharist, and author Claudia Kangilla McAdam is here with us today to tell us more about it. Claudia is the author of 24 books for kids and teens and has a master's degree in theology from the Augustine Institute. Her faith-based titles explore virtues, they build character, and they deepen faith. Claudia, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Mary. So nice to speak with you again.
Oh, it's great to have you back on. I love having children's authors on for books. It's so fun. So why this alphabet book? And aren't there just, you know, kind of a plethora of alphabet ABC books out there?
There are ABC books about everything out there. And there's a lot of Christian ones that are, you know, pretty generic with the Christian faith. But as I was investigating, I realized there are not currently in print any good Catholic-specific ABC books for kids. And I decided, you know what, I think I could do this. And there's some things that are really unique to our Catholic faith that I wanted to put in an easy format for kids and families and teachers to be able to share together.
Yeah, I love some of the words you chose. Tell us about some of the alphabet words and why you picked them, because some of them are pretty unique. I haven't seen them in children's books for Catholicism before.
Exactly. What are you going to pick for certain letters like Q and X and Y and Z? And I did come up with some for those. And I came up with things that are specifically Catholic, and I wrote about them in rhyming couplets. So I'll give you two pages, for example, S and T. So it's sacraments, outward signs of inward grace, tabernacle, Eucharistic dwelling place. So there's, you know, two things that are really specifically Catholic that have beautiful illustrations that go along with them that help parents and kids really enter into the faith more deeply. And if a child brings this book to Mass, for example, I know with my little ones, I used to pack up books and, you know, Catholic books, and off we'd go to Mass and they'd read stories when they were real little and look at pictures. With this book, for example, they turn to the tabernacle page and they see the illustration of the tabernacle, and then they can search it out during Mass in church. And I think that helps them relate even more deeply to the beauties of our faith.
And Claudia, I love how you include a lot of the clergy, really, in the book. There's a lot of illustrations of priests' hands, of vestments and things. And I think that's a really important thing for children to see illustrations of what they're seeing at Mass to really connect those two things, right?
Exactly. And that's why I wanted to do that. It's a living book. It shows children active in the life of the church and the clergy, as you said, deacons and priests, active during Mass, for example.
Yeah. Who do you really see the age range of this book for? Who's it appropriate for?
You know, it's a family book, and I would say young elementary age kids, kindergarten, first, second. I mean, a first grader, I saw a first grader pick this up and read it to his younger cousins. Mm. Yeah. Did he stumble on a word or two? Yes. But my philosophy when writing for kids is not to make every word at their level. That the way you build vocabulary is you're introduced to new words, yes. You sound them out, you ask an adult, what does this mean? And your vocabulary has just grown. So I think it's a book for school classrooms, for RE classes, sacramental preparation, for parents and grandparents and teachers to share with the young people in their lives.
I love that. Just what you said, especially with Catholic families, that more often than not, we'll have a spread of children and age ranges.
Sure.
It's important to have books that the older kids can read to the younger kids. And you're right, trip on a word and ask mom or dad. I'm speaking with Claudia Kangilla McAdam about her new children's book called E is for Eucharist, out by Tan Books. Claudia, tell us a little about the unique process that your illustrator used for the pictures in this book, because some of them are just really striking.
They're stunning. Anna Maria Crum is a writer and a children's illustrator. She does both children's books, writing them and illustrating them. And she has illustrated a number of beautiful books. And in this one, she used a new technique. She calls it digital cut paper. So what she does is selects handmade art paper for their color and their texture. And then she scans them into her computer and digitally cuts shapes from those papers and then layers them on in Photoshop to make a beautiful illustration. And one of her illustrations has almost 600 different layers of colors and shades. And it's absolutely incredible. And it shows in the depth and beauty of her work.
Wow. Long gone are the days of just, you know, a little line drawing with a Sharpie, huh? This is intense stuff. My gosh.
Pretty dedicated.
Claudia, tell us about, you have a really great free resource material for this book, which not most children's books come with, Catholic or otherwise. Tell us about that.
Right. For all my picture books, I like to provide a free discussion and activities guide so that families can utilize that to learn, to go deeper into the book and to learn more. So I have a 14-page guide that has fun things to do, like a maze, a crossword puzzle, word puzzle, you know, complete the sentence, fill in the blank, that type of thing. It also provides more about some of the illustrations, and it goes into even deeper things about other Catholic things that you might find. So I couldn't include every Catholic thing for every letter. So for many of the letters, I list other Catholic items that kids can learn about by reading the discussion guide and talking about it with their parents.
I love
that. That's available at my website, Claudia McAdam, MCADAM.com. People can just go there and request it. And I also have a downloadable coloring page. One of Anna Maria's illustrations is available as a black and white coloring page that can be downloaded, printed out, and then the kids can color and see if they can make as beautiful an illustration as she did.
I'm sure their parents will tell them that they did, for sure. Just as
absolutely
pretty.
Yes.
Claudia, if there's a school or another group that would like an in-person or even a virtual presentation of this or any of your books, can they arrange that?
Absolutely. I have on my contact page on my website, ClaudiaMcAdam.com. They can just let me know what they need or what they want, and when they'd like me to show up, either in person, if that's geographically and COVID appropriate,
right,
or online. I do a lot of Zoom visits with classrooms, book clubs, school groups, RE classes, that type of thing, so that everybody can then see the illustrations, because I have all my picture books on PowerPoint, and I can share the illustrations with a large group at one time as I read the book. And that is really fun to do.
Oh my gosh, that's so fun. And I mean, I love the last book we talked to you about was The Wordless Weaver about the Shroud of Tours. And I love that book. Do you have any other books coming down the pipeline for kids?
I do. You know, I have had a blessed run of success. Thanks be to God. I mean, a couple of years ago, I said to the Lord, look, I'm doing these faith-based books for kids. If you think they're worthy, I give them to you. You do something with them. And so I take Proverbs 16:3 as my verse. It says, commit your work to the Lord and your plans will be established. And boy, did he ever. Mm. So I've had two books out already this year, two more books coming this fall, including a Christmas book, and then two more books next year and one in 2023. So it's a busy season for me.
Oh, amen. We love that. We love to see good Catholic authors busy, people buying their work. It's great. Again, the book is E is for Eucharist. Ask about it at your local Catholic bookstore, or you can find it online from Tan Books, the publisher. www.tanbooks.com. Claudia, go ahead and tell us your website one more time for people to hear.
www.ClaudiaMcAdam.com.
Fantastic. Claudia, we wish you all the luck in the world. God bless you, and thanks so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Mary. God bless you and all your listeners. I appreciate it.